Assault with your host, Rocco Giuliano.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Verbal Assault. I'm Rocco Giuliano. On this edition of Verbal Assault, just for the hell of it, you know, I want to talk about you, okay? Now, usually I talk about myself because it's my show. And I figure I've earned the right to talk about myself all I want, and your job is to listen. See, if you had the brains and initiative, you could do your own show, and you could talk about yourself. But you have other things to do. You know, bricklaying, or aluminum siding sales and service, jello wrestling or whatever. So that leaves me to do the talking for all the talking for both of us, which works out okay. See, I get to say all the stuff you'd say if you could get away with it. See, that's how the whole entertainment business works. Like, you're probably a big Clint Eastwood fan, Dirty Harry, right? And no matter what you do for a living, you know, peddling insurance or teaching school or even worse, going to school, what you really like to do every day is, is lug around a .44 Magnum and then smash up cars and kick the living crap out of anyone who gives you a hard time about anything, right? But you don't have the guts to do any of that stuff, so you let good old Clint do it for you. Okay, same with Verbal Assault. You keep your mouth shut and listen every week, and I do the talking for you. You just mumble, damn right, or amen, or you tell them. Because what it all boils down to is you have to behave yourself, and I don't. See, I can do and say anything I want, because that's my job. Now, I know what you're thinking. What a lucky guy, right? Bull. Because I was doing and saying anything I wanted to long before it was my job. And it wasn't easy. You know, I took a lot of flack, but I did it anyway. Of course, it kind of helped matters that I like flack. Flack is one of my favorite concepts. You know, I've built an empire on flack. What a great word. Flack. Where was I? Actually, I don't care where I was. Let's look at flack. Flack is the name of the game. Life itself is flack, and it's not going to stop till you're dead. So you better get used to it. In fact, you better learn to love it, because that's about the one and only solitary and unique way you're going to have any kind of a shot at enjoying life at all. Now, I know that this is sort of a new concept for you, because all your life you've been heavily involved, you know, in a nonstop battle to minimize flack. That's pointless and stupid, and it's the number one reason why you are so miserable. See, every day you've been looking in the mirror first thing in the morning and asking yourself why you're so miserable. Now, I suppose you thought that was some kind of a big secret, right? People are always greeting you by saying, "Hey, Rodney or Janet or whatever, how are you?" Or, "How are you doing?" And you always say, "Oh, I'm just fine." And you? And the other guy says, "Fine, fine, couldn't be better." Lies. You're both miserable and you both know it. Because there's this incredible, vast, yawning chasm between what life is and what you've been conned into believing it's supposed to be. See, look at history and what do you see? Flack. Crime. War. Bloodshed. Flack. Look at the Bible. It's full of flack. Especially the Old Testament. Ever wonder why the New Testament is so boring? Sure. Not enough flack. Shakespeare. Flack runs through Shakespeare like hairball remedy through a sick cat. Dirty Harry. The Old Testament. Shakespeare. Verbal Assault. Your life. My life. Joe Tiberski's life. Flack. And your number one problem is fear of flack. Fear of flack is the reason you're inhibited, frustrated, and all screwed up. And it's the reason you let yourself get kicked around, exploited, and played for a sucker. And remember, it's all your fault. Well, that about wraps up this week's show. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of Joe Tiberski and the entire Verbal Assault team, this is Rocco Giuliano. See you next week.